I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
One of the storylines that's been hovering over this draft is the future of Ben Simmons and the reports that maybe he may be traded tonight. Can you give us a scenario in which that, you know, Ben Simmons is, you know, finding his future home?
Yeah, Daryl Morey seems to be the one guy that thinks that Ben Simmons is worth all of that, but he has Ben Simmons, so there you go. Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA draft analyst, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Jonathan, the Knicks, 19th and 21st picks. Do you look for them to move up, or will they end up drafting there? And if they do, who are the smart choices?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Jonathan, last one here. When you look at past drafts over the last few years versus this one tonight, how does the depth compare? And really, how does the intrigue compare? Do you think there will be a lot of intrigue tonight and how teams handle themselves? Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA draft analyst. Appreciate it tonight. Enjoy it all evening long, Jonathan. Yep, Jonathan Givony joining us via the Goodyear Hotline, giving us a straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Are you going to be excited for Cade Cunningham? Is there anybody else that you'd rather have? Or is it Cade or bust tonight to get rid of the Darko days, so to speak?
I mean, for me, Cade or Evan Mosley, I think, makes sense. You need somebody that can create their own shot. Kellen Hayes didn't really have a great season last year. You look at this Pistons lineup or roster, and it's a very young team early in the process. They're maybe two or three seasons away, but they have to get some core foundation pieces. And I think Cade Cunningham being a guard that's 6'8", whenever you hear Luka, his own pace, his ability to maybe to get his shot but also make those around you better, you get excited because you know he's a force multiplier, as Tannenbaum always likes to say, means that he can take a player that may not be a great player but make him better because he's going to put him in the right positions and also he's going to unlock guys. You hear about his work ethic and you understand that's what Detroit's all about. So he's on brand from that standpoint, doesn't come off as a diva, then go for one of these Power Five, you know, conferences, then go for, you know, one of these Blue Bloods or anything like that. He's from a football, you know, program, and talking to his coach today, you hear about the work ethic and his ability to make others better and his willingness to dare to be great. And those are all the qualities you want to hear when you talk about taking somebody number one overall.
I love Jalen Suggs. I know he's not going to go number one, yeah, but I want to see if somebody really is going to love him as much as I do. Yeah. Are they going to trade up to try to get him? Because Bart, he. I understand that they may feel like there is that ceiling, but it's a pretty high ceiling.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? You don't know, like, when somebody becomes a pro, you don't know. You know, you always look at Kentucky players, and they come in, and they look like they just average guys, and they get to the leagues, and you realize that they were suppressing their game to play a team game because that's what Calipari asks. You look at, like, some of the guys that went seventh, right? You think about Donovan Mitchell. You know, you think about Kawhi Leonard. You think about all those type of players. And you're looking down his roster and you're saying, I don't know who's this guy because you can't measure what's inside somebody's chest and how their ability to dare to be great and improve every day. And it's all about being surrounded with the great franchise and being put in a situation where you have teachers that can teach you and unlock some of the potential talent that you have and hold you to that standard. So those are the great parts, right? We don't know who that person is, but we know eyes tell us that it's 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe in there somewhere that we are maybe overlooking that are going to make us eat our words and say, how did you ever sleep on me? We are saying that about Donovan Mitchell because he's not just good. He's special.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of special, the guy who was the number one pick several years ago, 2016, was Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't know if you saw, he had a bit of a bumpy postseason this year. Bit of a bumpy problem. Didn't even want to dunk. He had the yip so bad from the free throw line. And we need to hear from Woj because the Sixers seem to be in, what's the word I'm looking for? A delusional state, so to speak, about the value
that they
are seeking for Ben Simmons in a trade. Bart, I worked in Philadelphia when he got drafted, and I honestly have to tell you, the way it's gone down over the last few years is not terribly surprising.
Yeah.
It's really not. And I know that Daryl Morey last year wanted to trade him to get Harden, but Tillman Fertitta wouldn't deal with Daryl Morey.
What a difference a year makes.
Yeah. How do you think that's going down right about now, that he wasn't able to get it done because Fertitta didn't want to deal with him? That's one thing. But number two, how can I possibly put a price tag of controlling your next six or seven drafts on a guy that was afraid to dunk the basketball in the postseason? Now, I know we talked a lot yesterday about mental health and the yips and things like that with Simone Biles. This was completely different with Ben Simmons and somebody that has consistently shown that they have no interest in improving their weaknesses in their game.
What do you mean? Isn't he at the Australia? Isn't he on part of the Australian
Olympic
team?
No, he's not, Bart. Because remember, Wendy.
Oh, he's with a shooting guru.
I don't even know if he is. I think where is he? Is he somewhere in Italy?
I saw him in London or
London.
Something.
London, okay.
With his supermodel girlfriend. I mean, not a bad way to
So he'll be staying up late tonight to watch the draft at about 1 a.m.? I don't know about that.
6 hours ahead. I'm sure he has a lot of intrigue. If his phone starts ringing, he starts getting Instagram DMs, and he knows he's been moved.
Yeah, right now, the Sixers, from what we understand, are trying to play where in the world is Ben Simmons because they can't get him on a phone right now.
Well, I guess he believes that you can't get traded if you don't pick up your phone. You're like, I'm just going to turn it off. You know, you're scared that the teacher going to call, and you're like, oh, they're going to call my mom. So you try and unplug the phone.
Yep.
Your mama pick up the phone, realize there ain't no dial tone. Who the hell unplugged the phone? I don't know, Lala.
That's what I used to run to the mailbox to intercept those progress reports whenever they weren't going well. Ben Simmons here. I just don't get it. And look, he's going to have to get moved. But if Daryl Morey thinks that you're actually going to get that kind of return, you can ask for anything.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous.
There's no scenario in which he can be in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. I don't think the fan base would accept it. I don't think Joel Embiid and his teammates would accept it at this point. I think they mentally turned the page, and I don't think they really believe that they can win with him because he hasn't shown the ability like LeBron. Every single season he comes back has filled a hole that was in his game, has plugged a hole of that leaky boat. His boat has got as many holes as it's always had because he hasn't tried to improve on any aspect of his game. How many years have we talked about him not big? I mean, it is a celebration when he takes a three-point attempt in practice, let alone a game, in practice. He probably has 10 more three-pointers in his career than you and I, Chris.
10 more. That's it. And what? How many more attempts? Maybe 20. Maybe 25.
Exactly.
I tell you, Bart, I am blown away by the fact that this guy is now trying to hold everybody up, Daryl Morey is, for somebody that we all saw obvious flaws in his game. And then just when it comes to Simmons, it's amazing to see him lose that fan base. You mentioned the Philadelphia fan base. Bart, they made excuses for him for years. They were frustrated with the fact that he wouldn't shoot, but he has done this to himself there because that fan base, when you become one of their guys, they're going to love you for a long time. You're really going to have to tick them off. For any one of their teams, you're really going to have to tick them off to lose them. And he has thoroughly lost them. Thoroughly lost them. Up next, Bart, we have got some breaking news coming your way. That's right. Breaking news coming your way. That in just moments regarding the NFL and one of their, well, potentially big-time quarterbacks. Ooh. It's all on the way.
I like how you tease, boy.
Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Stay tuned. That's a spicy meatball. Next, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Breaking news is that Zach Wilson and the Jets have a deal. There was a compromise to be had. Shocking, as it were. Apparently, Zach Wilson will get his signing bonus of $23 million within 15 days, and the Jets get to keep the offset language in the contract. So it was a natural compromise to be made, Bart, and this was something... As Adam Schefter broke the story just a little while ago, that he also took the red eye last night and is in New Jersey ready to start practicing. Bart, I mean, this couldn't have gotten done over the last 3 months?
And come on, you couldn't be more, you know, like, you got to take the red eye? Like, how dramatic?
Oh, right? I think that was to make it look like they were more serious about digging their heels in on this. Come on.
Yeah, I guess. Like I said before, this was a nothing burger. Both sides gave up something. So both sides can think they have a moral victory. He got his money more up front. Like you said, $23 million. It's going to be a front-loaded contract. Going to give the team flexibility on the back end of that contract when they have to start paying some of these young stars that they have. So a bit of a nothing burger for me.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm glad that he's going to be showing up. And now – all right, so he will have missed, what, probably two practices at this point?
Yeah, in pads as well. You know what I mean? Those practices were not padded. It's just about getting the legs underneath you. You don't want anybody getting soft tissue injuries early on, especially guys that may not be in the best of shape, just in good enough shape to pass the conditioning test. Football shape is something totally different. So, you know, you want to get them ready before they have to set their pads. I believe the first day in which they're going to really be able to carry their pads, and maybe the first physical day, I believe, is this Saturday coming up. So we'll see, you know, the adjustment to the adjustment. It's all about the wrap-up period.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls in just a little bit on the trade deadline tomorrow, on the possibility with both Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo both out of the lineup today for the Cubs that they could be on the move, on the Yankees trading for Joey Gallo, and whether or not that was a smart idea, and if he is a long-term Yankee as opposed to maybe Aaron Judge. That coming in just a few minutes. Right now, though, Bart, audio file.
Yes.
All right. Let us start with Brian Windhorst over in Tokyo right now for the Olympic Games. And as we always see, whenever a bunch of players get together, whether it's at the All-Star Game, especially star players, mm-hmm. there is potentially some recruiting going on. Is that happening right now, and is Draymond Green the guilty party? That was Brian and Mark Spears on the Hoop Collective podcast. Now, what does that mean? Who is Draymond trying to recruit at this point to join the Warriors? You have been pushing for Lillard all along.
Yeah.
So you think he's hitting him hard right now?
Lillard or Bradley Beal. I don't think you go wrong with either one. Both provide.
Well, Beal's not there right now because remember he got hurt.
Well, I'm sure he was. I'm sure before that happened, I'm sure that's who he was targeting. I'm sure it was a strategic, charge anyway. He probably made sure that, hey, his hotel room was next to his. You know what I'm saying? So if he needed some ketchup later tonight or he needs some condiments for his room service, he can provide it for him. But in all honesty, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, that's what Aaron Rodgers was trying to say, right? When Aaron Rodgers was saying, hey, you know, I told these guys, hey, I got a big agency. My agency has some inside information. And I wanted them to utilize me that way because I know what guys are attainable. Like, you know, that's when you're able to get the trade secrets, right? Guys let the guard down. They just become your friends and your boys. And they tell some of the trade secrets. And they tell you if they're happy, if they're unhappy. And if you're Draymond Green, you're trying to get back to the top, you take that information you share with your general manager and say, hey, man, I'm just letting you know that this guy's a little bit unhappy. Maybe we can kind of push him over the edge and maybe get him to come over here if things go bad for him. And he's telling you what he wants and where he wants to be.
Now, think about all the things that Golden State potentially has to trade. Wiggins, James Wiseman, and the 7-14. Is it 7-14 tonight,
I think? 7-14, yep.
Yep, and listen, I don't know how valuable people feel like those picks are, but there are people trying to get into the top 10. If I'm Draymond, I am working every which way possible to convince Damian Lillard that the answer is not going to be in Portland. I am working him like you can potentially work anybody else and trying to really get across that this is not what you want for your career.
But who's to say that Dame Dolla ain't sitting over there saying, hey, man, hey, Bill, come on over here, man. We trade McCollum. I get a bigger guard for me. Because I just feel like their backcourt is just too small. Talented, yes. But when you look at them, they're both like 6 feet and 6'2". You know, you need a big guy like Bradley Beal that gives you a big guy that can defend some of these big wings. And then you can go out and get some other pieces. But you can probably trade one for one for money. You know what I mean? Because McCollum makes good money as well. Then you can go out and find you a third player. But I would definitely send, you know, a guy like McCollum up out of there.
Work him like anybody could potentially work him. That's what I said. Like, what does that even mean? Work him like what? What should I have used there? Work him like, I don't know.
A Keebler elf? I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Something like that.
That's on brand for you, right?
Cookies? It would be on brand for me. I love those striped
cookies. I love
the
fudge in between the Keebler elves. Two different Keebler elves, and you put the fudge in between.
Yeah, I like the fudge striped cookies.
Oh, okay.
Those work for me.
I can see you putting them on your pinky finger and just eating around it. You eat around the circle first. See, I hit a nerve, yo. You put them on your finger, and you eat around your finger, then you eat the rest of it.
Not the pinky finger.
Okay.
Longest finger is the middle finger, my friend. You put as many on there as you can. Up next, Matt Nagy. Hey, the Bears quarterback situation. Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, you know it's going to be fun to talk about all training camp. Here is the Bears head coach on his quarterbacks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Will that change by week one? Will Justin Fields be the starter for the Bears week one?
See, I don't think week one, I mean, you just got to give Andy Dalton the opportunity to let Justin Fields catch up to the speed of the game. And you learn that by watching, right, learning from other people's mistakes. You know, Andy Dalton's going to be able to handle this. This is a team that was a playoff team the year before. You know, I think Andy Dalton, you know, is going to bail out graciously. But, yeah, at first you're going to lean on just solid quarterback play. You don't want any rookie mistakes to lose games early on because the defense is usually above the offense because they can add more complex things because it's a lot easier to play defense than it is offense as far as an install standpoint and being on the same page. So I don't want a young quarterback to lose his confidence by coming in and losing then them saying, hey, put Andy Dalton in. I want Andy Dalton to play until he, you know, plays bad enough or shows that this is the ceiling, how far he can take this team. And then you let the young guy come with this youthful enthusiasm and you want the team to rally behind him, say, we're going to protect him and get his back.
Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account. Start winning Instant Karma. Instant Karma, sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. Here's what fascinates me about this. The Bears' defense is good enough for them to compete this year.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, at what point does it become clear that Justin Fields needs to play versus winning games with Andy Dalton. Now, we've seen teams that have actually had decent records and right in the middle of it that have made that change to their high draft pick quarterback middle of the season, knowing that that's probably not going to improve things. It might make the situation a little bit bumpier in the short term.
Well, you think about the most recent comp that I can think about is Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson, right?
Right.
The Ravens got off to a good start. They struggled a little bit. They needed a spark. They put Lamar Jackson in. He takes them to the playoffs. They don't lose a game, in his first, starts. And, he gets exposed a little bit with San Diego. Don't win the playoff game. And Marlon Humphreys comes off and said that this is, ridiculous that they can't, win a playoff game. But, I think it was a natural transition. It happened organically. The team needed a spark. It was young. You got a young guy in there, and he used his athleticism before he was able to kind of beat you with his mind. And now you see Lamar Jackson making the transition. I think, with Fields, I think you can do it a little earlier because I feel like he was in a system a little bit more, to being able to play this current game, more of a pro-type system. Being in Ohio State, he's played in a lot more pressure-filled games. You think about playing in national championships, what he was able to do in the college playoffs. I think about game 7, game 8 would be a natural place because you have to understand a lot of these guys haven't played, a 7-game team-game season. They played maybe 10 games, 11 games are the most they ever played. Mental fatigue sets in and fog sets in. You need these guys crisp and sharp to do that. You got to make them so bored for the first half of the season that they're chomping at the bit and their mind's going to be fresh and they're going to feel like they know and they're going to be confident in what they know and knowing that there's going to still be some bumps in the road, but you won't lose them for just mental fatigue and physical fatigue.
Yeah, I love Justin Fields. I think he's got a really good chance to be excellent. And it's not just about the running. It's Bart. I've seen this guy make throws with pinpoint accuracy off his back foot, off the side foot. Not how you want to teach it, but, on the sideline where you have to throw it into a dime of a window.
Yeah, how many 50 burgers he put on Rutgers?
All right, there's no need for that. Not just against Rutgers. It's against a lot of teams.
But, I mean, listen, this guy I think is exactly what you want, right? You want a natural leader. You want an athlete. You want a guy with a strong arm, but you also want a guy with a chip on the shoulder. And I think he's going to bring that edge because he fell, even though he went to a great organization, I think he's going to be playing with a chip on the shoulder to prove everybody wrong. And much like guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I think he has a list of all the guys that went before him, and he's going to let you know that he's better than mac and cheese at least.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did the Yankees make the right move by trading for Joey Gallo? Because he adds an awful lot of strikeouts in addition to the power for their lineup. 888-SAY-ESPN. Also, Justin Fields in Chicago and when he should play, if he should start day one for the Bears. It's all there for you. Up next, the landscape of the NBA and Major League Baseball could change drastically over the next 24 hours. We're going to explain how. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Yankees get Joey Gallo, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo not in the lineup for the Cubs today. They're playing in about a half hour or so against the Reds, so speculation flying that maybe they are getting moved. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. It is Bart and Han. I'm in for Alan today, and with the deadline tomorrow, with the NBA draft tonight, I'm going to ask you for straight up prediction here. After tomorrow at 4 o'clock, where will there have been the most intrigue paid off? Baseball or over in the NBA with the draft tonight?
Well, listen, I got to go NBA because just the transactions are a lot. It's a lot more transactions there. I mean, how many times have we seen guys take a cap, go to their seat, only to find out that their rights have been traded to somebody else?
Yeah.
Right? We remember Luka, remember Trae Young, right? So I think it's going to be some move where some team's going to come up and they're going to mortgage their future. I wonder what a team like OKC is going to do with all those picks. Shai Gilgeous,
SGA.
Yeah, yeah.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about he may be available, you know, how talented he is. How do they choose on being able to structure? Will Brody be traded? Will Ben Simmons be traded? Whether he's traded or not, it's still going to be part of the story of tonight. It's going to be part of the electricity, the anticipation within the air. Right? With baseball, I think we wake up and we figure out, okay, well, he went here, he went there. We'll see. And it's to be determined. But, I mean, you talk about basketball, you know, they always have, you know, three-team trades, you know, multiple trades, multiple – you know, how the hell do OKC have so many damn draft picks, right? And what are they going to do with them? I mean, I think futures are going to be, you know, molded tonight as teams are going to dare to be great. Does the Knicks go up and make a move? That's going to make news. There's too many side stories in the NBA.
I'm fascinated by this trade deadline. I want to see exactly the big names and if they do get moved and if they get moved where – they're headed. Well, one thing I have not been able to get past is everybody's fascination with Trevor Story this year. It's a guy that in a contract year at Coors Field is having his worst offensive season. Why am I going to trade for that guy when maybe if I go to the Washington Nationals, I can get a guy like Trey Turner? This is the guy I would push for a team like the Yankees.
Yeah.
Somebody who's hitting .320. Plays really good defense.
And a small ball, too.
Exactly. Just
well.
Can run. He's fast. He's got another year of control. And, Bart, that would allow you to make some moves around the infield, Turner at short, move Glaber back over to second, and maybe even DJ LeMahieu to first and give you a chance to possibly trade Luke Voit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, Trey Turner's an outstanding player. I mean, you talk about it being a champion already. You know, what he gives you is speed and ability to like steal bases and do all the little things, the nuanced things. So when the big time hitting and the strikeouts are there, he's a guy that can get on base and can really put pressure on the opposing pitcher.
You know who Trey Turner is? He's not the superstar, but he's the guy at the end of a series against your team that you can't wait to see him get the heck out of town.
Yeah.
Get away from me. I've seen enough of you.
Brandon Nimmo, he just got a very punchable face. You hate the way he plays. He frustrates you with doing
and you've smoked me
well.
For a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is no question there will be a lot of intrigue around the deadline. We've got you covered all day long on ESPN Radio and the draft tonight on ESPN Radio as well. Coverage beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and, of course, on the ESPN app. Will Bart get rid of the days of Darko tonight?
Sage me, sage me.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.